We're doing the Drashot Aran, we're on page Shinun Gimel in the Mosad of Kuk Edition. V'chakach tziref chukim ha-mishpatim. The Ran had been discussing that when Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people, look at all the beautiful mitzvot that you have. So he began by saying, the nations admire your statutes. And then the Ran asked, what's there to admire about statutes if we don't understand the chok? And the Ran said, when you see everything else and you see it's genius, so then you see parts of it which you don't understand, you say, ah, that's part of the genius here. If all you had were things you didn't understand, then you'd say, forget it. What does this have anything to do with me? But if you look at the Torah and you see a way of life and you see a people that are leading a wonderful life, and there's so many things that are ingenious about the Torah, then you come to mitzvos, which is, I don't understand the logic behind that. So then you have even more respect. You say, you see, there are even things which I don't understand, like not eating meat with milk. Then we speak about chukim and mishpatim, the Pasuk talks about. He began by talking about chukim alone, right? Says, the nations will hear et kol ha-chukim ha-eileh, v'ameru rakam chacham v'navon ha-goy ha-gadol ha-zeh. The nations will say, what a wise and great nation this is. And then, in the next pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu says, ki mi goy gadol ha-shelo chukim u-mishpatim tzadikim. Moshe Ne'emar, so Moshe praises them together, and he says about them, who is a great nation that has such just, righteous laws and statutes. Suddenly, in the previous pasuk, Moshe spoke about the statutes alone, the chukim, and now Moshe speaks about both of them, the chukim and the mishpatim.
In what context is he talking about
them? In the book of Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them about how the nations will view them, he says, be careful, this is your wisdom, this is what the nations will respect you for. Because who is a nation like you that has such righteous laws and statutes? Uvazei yesh li tmoa, and here we have to wonder, when you talk about our laws, I understand they're just. The Torah tells us a legal system, I can understand that it's just. But you can't say that about our statutes. No one understands why we don't eat pork. How can you say they're righteous? Who can see that there's something righteous about not eating pork or not eating meat with milk? But what it means is as follows. The Pasuk is informing us that the nations will not mock us for doing the statutes for two reasons. Ha'echad, firstly, mitzad sheyir'u la'ayin ha'nimshach mehem, because they will see that in keeping the statutes, there's great accomplishment. Kmo she'amar, the verse says, ki migoy gadol shelo Elohim krovim elav. What nation can boast that God is as close to them as us? No one can say that. So, the first thing is the nations won't mock you. They'll say, I don't know why they're doing it, but it works. So that's one reason why they won't mock the statutes. V'asheni, the second reason is, when they look at the mitzvos that make sense, and they'll say, wow, they're righteous. You know, if you look at any religion, pre-Torah times, what did every religion discuss? You have to offer this sacrifice and that sacrifice. You have to show your respect for the gods in this way and that way. It was all about honoring the gods. It says that when Hashem appeared at Sinai and said, I am Hashem, your God. So the nation said, every religion says that. Hashem says, Lo yalcha elokim acherim al panai. You can't have any other gods. So the nation said, every religion says that. It says, don't swear my name in vain. Every religion says that. The first five of the Ten Commandments, the nation said, okay, big deal. Along comes the Torah and says, honor your father and mother. The nation said, what? You have a God that says you should give honor to someone else? God's getting involved in your private life? Honor your parents? The nation said, this is a new thing. Never had a religion like that. The world stood back and said, wow, there's something new going on here. When the nations look at our mishpatim, at our legal system, and our legal system gives us mitzvot that actually make sense. The world didn't demand it earlier. No other religion said it beforehand. But then they said, wait, that makes sense. God actually cares you should be nice to your wife and children and parents. Wow, it says, v'ahavta orecha kamocha, love your friend as yourself. No one said that before. It says, women have a right to inherit. No one said that before. You have mitzvahs that protect a woman's right and children's rights. Oh, wow. The nations looked at that and said, boy, that's just. That's our legal system that's just. So then the nations say, okay, if that makes sense, then I have to think about the things I don't understand. I don't get it. Shehem tzadikim, but I have to assume that they're part of the system, so they're also just. Kmo she'anachnu hayom. If we see someone today who's super smart and he does everything he does is very smart, but if we see him doing something that we can't understand, we'll start thinking clearly what's he doing. We'll say anyone who does things who are so honest and so right, must be what he's doing here is also right. I must be missing something. There was a professor of physics, he passed away only a few years ago, Mr. Dr. Feynman. Okay, he was part of many projects. And he was a professor at MIT, and he's the one that actually developed quantum physics. And he was a super genius, super genius. But he did everything in a fun way. Like when he'd teach class, he'd smell things in class, he'd taste things in class. He'd tell them, guys, you want to discover things in science, you have to live science. So part of his development of quantum physics came when he was playing around with papers and throwing them into the garbage and looking at how they moved in the air, different shapes of paper, how they moved to the garbage. So he'd stand there and watch. So if you and I would see someone playing around with paper, tossing it into the garbage, we'd say, fool. But if you realize how many things, how many Nobel Prizes Dr. Feynman received, so then you say, if he's watching it go into the garbage, he's learning something from it. So, when you see someone smart and you see them doing something, you say, okay, there's something I got to learn from it. The nations, it says, will look at the Torah and say, the statutes and laws are just. Why will they look at the statutes and say they're just? Two reasons, says the Ran. Number one, because they'll see it works. They'll see you have a close relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Number two, because they'll see the laws are just, so that they'll say that reflects on the statutes. That's why the verse says, the nations will say you have statutes and laws that are just. A person will say, as I see the laws are just, that indicates the statutes are just. So that's the concept the Ran developed today. We'll pick up here, Vizan Shem, next week. Yes?
It seems that, you know, because obviously they're copying to some extent, you know, by the nations, a lot of our laws. But it didn't translate into an admiration, or maybe a sort of kind of mixed admiration, but certainly not a love for the people necessarily, but obviously all respect. People even said that the term Mesinai, you know, expresses it's a big reason they don't like us, because we put this burden on them. But here it seems to play, maybe it's the messianic times, they'll recognize this burden as a great blessing. I mean, to a certain extent.
He didn't say they'll love us for us. No, he said they'll respect us for us.
He said
he says they'll say it's smart. Everyone agrees it's smart. Right. Doesn't mean I love them for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not even going so far as to say love. There seems to be not even a neutral quality often.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I know you're right, but you put this intolerable burden on us or something.
For sure.
Yet they picked them. Nobody forced them to make in one's own laws some of what makes sense to our society. So
no one likes the head of the class. No one likes the goody-goody, the smart fellow.
Not if it's lorded over, but if it's done in a way, you know, it's part of being a good teacher, like you said, the professor that was doing it in a way. He was teaching it that way, not only, I think, he knew it anyway.
No, he discovered it by watching it.
Also, maybe his colleagues.
I just, you know...